This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome along to our bonus podcast. This is where we're just, you know, basically just giving you some free content. Doesn't go to air.
Free? When do we charge?
Well, I just mean in the sense that like it's extra because normally we get paid to do the show. But yeah. Do we get paid to do this?
Right now? Yeah. Yes, we're definitely still on the clock. I know you're not, Alan.
I'm absolutely not. So everything you get, every word you get out of me is bonus for free.
Per word, pay per word.
Should be. Our producer Shelby joins us. Hello, Shelby.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Okay, that was very well thought out. Are you saying welcome to someone at 1 a.m? I don't know.
Welcome. Hello. Hello. Welcome. It's so weird. Hello, Carly.
Hello for all times of the day and night.
Doesn't matter where that sun is, baby. There's a hello for you.
Or maybe the sun's not there, you know?
That's right. It could be on the other side of the planet. Hello. Shelby, what are we doing with my life? And then we'll answer the next question.
I've got 5 quick fire would you rathers.
Oh,
I don't want
cool.
too
five?
Much. I've got. I don't Bang. Want too much debating.
Okay, yep.
It's like yes, no, go.
You can have a slight debate, but I want to get through them.
Okay, go.
Would you rather give up air conditioning and heating for the rest of your life or give up the internet for the rest of your life?
Oh, God, that's a hard one because I'm always hot.
Air conditioning and heating.
I'd rather give up the internet.
I use the internet more than I use air conditioning and heating.
So no more Googling for Alan.
Sorry, no what?
No more Googling for Alan.
Yeah, I can't rely on my brain to know things. So
yeah, I'll just ask people and ask Julia to Google things for me. Yeah, yeah, I could do that. I need to be comfortable temperature-wise. God, I hate when I'm not. I'm dreading, like I'm looking forward to our big trip for Exmouth and everything, but the idea of being in a tent in 30 degrees.
Well, I did hear that they were looking for a fan for you.
Well, I've got plenty of fans, mate. They're all around the state.
Would you rather oversleep every day for a week or not get any sleep at all for 4 days?
Oversleep.
Oh, no, don't get any sleep for 4 days. Yeah,
I'd rather oversleep. I do oversleep. That's how I live my life.
Yeah, you are sleeping your life away, a doctor once told you, famously.
Love it.
I was thinking about that the other day, actually. I was thinking about, because I looked at my little sleep amount and I was like, I got 6.5 hours last night. I'm like, that's great for me, like really good. And I was like, Carly gets 8 hours every night, plus you get a nap in the afternoon.
Yes, a 20-minute nap.
So I'm like, you are literally sleeping away your life.
I used to sleep more, actually. I used to do a 2-hour nap in the daytime and I would get my 8 hours. And that's when the doctor actually said to me, you should not be sleeping that much. And I said, don't tell me how to live my life.
As you're smoking a cigarette. Doctor.
Washing it down with some whiskey with the... No, but in all honesty, I'm okay with it.
I've never done 4 days awake nonstop. The most I've done is 3 days awake.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and I was delusional by the end of it. Delusional. Because like for radio, you know, they did it live for 25.
Yeah.
And that was like basically 2 full days of being awake. And by the end of it, you are a little delusional.
I think staying awake is a young person's game though. Like when I was doing late night bar work and stuff and then getting up early and doing an admin job, I used to be able to be fine with that. And then one day, no more.
Am I allowed to do drugs to do that? Like no dose. I'd have to.
You'd have to.
I'd die. All right.
Would you rather sip gin with Ryan Reynolds or shoot tequila with The Rock?
I'm a gin guy anyway, so Ryan Reynolds. Also, he seems more lovely. And I'm a wrestling fan.
This is so hard because I'd rather tequila over the gin.
Yeah, I'd rather
But
gin
I'd
over
rather
tequila.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Tequila's one of those things. I can do a shot of it. But I don't like it.
I don't
as
like
a
gin
cocktail.
Or tequila.
No, I don't mind gin.
So those to me are both. I just associate them with methylated spirits.
Yeah, okay.
Because they're
That's your palate. That's a legit thing. No, Julia had the same thing for ages with gin. She thought it tastes like soap, and it's a legit thing. Some people think gin it tastes like soap. Same as you know how some people with coriander have that same thing. It's like that with gin as well.
Interesting.
That's true.
It must
just
be an
you're
acquired
a baby.
Taste.
You have baby taste. You're a little baby. Yeah. You haven't developed.
Because people that love gin love it, right? There's all those gin bars, and it's got a definite following. But I'm not one of those people.
So who are you going to hang out with, Rock or Ryan Reynolds?
You know what? I would hang out with Ryan Reynolds because I think he'd be funnier and I would just pretend to sip, you know?
Yeah, fair enough.
And I would be there as well going, she's not even drinking it, Ryan. She's not even drinking it. It's so embarrassing.
That's exactly what would happen.
Meanwhile, The Rock's all alone. No one wants to hang out with me.
It's all right. He's got his tequila.
He's so angry. He's like, God, I cooked up a beautiful thing and no one knows what I'm cooking.
Oh, no.
Get it? Because that's his little...
Can you smell?
You get it.
The Rock's...
All right.
Would you rather... take amazing selfies, but look terrible in all other photos, or be photogenic everywhere but in your selfies. I feel like, Alan, this would be one that would be an interesting one for you because you take a lot of selfies.
I do. Photogenic in everyone else's photos. That's what I'd rather.
But look terrible in all your selfies.
Well, selfies is like, it's a young person's game. This is just why I'm nailing it. And like, so would it count if I do like a timer on my camera and run in front of it? Because that's not technically a selfie.
No, I feel like that counts as a selfie. I don't know.
Like, selfies is when you're holding the camera, right? So
yeah. And plus, I feel like you're cheating the game.
Yeah, well, that's what I do. I would get people to take photos of me and always look great. I'd always just do that.
Fair. Okay, yeah. Carly?
I would definitely, yeah, I don't care about the selfies. I don't. I don't. No. Who's still taking them besides you, Alan?
Just me. I took some beautiful ones in Northern.
Actually, no, I have taken selfies recently.
You took selfies of us.
That's true.
But most of them I do because I've got a longer arm.
Yeah.
And all of them have Carly's hair in her face. So.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I need to remember.
Actually, you do take terrible selfies.
I do.
Yeah.
This is just your life.
With your little talon hands.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, is making my hands look good. Yeah. So, yeah, definitely.
That's why you like selfies, so you can hide one of your hands. All right.
And finally,
all right.
Would you rather be the absolute best at something that no one takes seriously?
I am. I'll stop you right there. Radio, baby.
Or be average at something well respected.
Ooh. So it's like being the best clown.
Yes.
Yes.
Or being
yes.
the most average singer.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
I'd rather be the best clown.
Yeah, I'd rather be at best at something obscure that no one really cares about.
But the only thing is, if you're average at something that everyone takes seriously, there's obviously going to be someone that's better than it than you, then they can just do all the work and, you know, say cancer research. Oh, I'm not doing a great job. Just leave it to Susie.
You are summing the show up right now, Carly. I'd rather be the best at the weird thing that no one really cares about, because I kind of am. Like, you know what I mean? Like pro wrestling, no one really cares about being the best manager on the mic, and I was really good at it, but no one cared. Like, it was like a weird brag, which feels like the way it is right now. None of you guys care, but I was really good at it.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like the way I kind of get into things are things that are not necessarily popular, and I'm like, oh, that would be cool to be like. Like, I'm more impressed if someone's like the pickleball champion of the world. That impresses me. I'm like, that is cool.
I love like a sunrise story where it's like, this guy grew like the biggest random pumpkin. And you're
big pumpkin.
But I love that he's decided for it.
Is this a weird time to bring up that I have 4 big trophies for being an advanced dog trainer?
I'm so sorry. Can you say that again?
Wait, dog or doll?
Dog.
You're a dog trainer?
Well, no, not anymore, but I have like 4 trophies from it.
What the hell?
Why is this only just coming out now? You and Carly the way that my dog
absolutely dominates
me. I mean, I'm not saying
you
do it now. I just, when I was younger, used to train my grandparents' dog and I just got really good at it. And
wait,
had, like,
is that
a
the dog that I saw was...
No, different dog, but he was a poodle. God, it was the best.
Wait,
dog.
Why are you only just telling us this now?
This whole, what?
Is this how you trained us? Is this why
why she's a producer. Yes. She knows how to train wild animals.
It explains all the, why she always has treats in her pocket.
She had me sit before. Yeah. Now I understand because I wanted to stand.
It makes sense. There you go. Anyway.
But no, wait.
Drop that bomb and
I'm not done with this.
Me either.
Could you train Gabby?
Could you train Carly?
If I had some time, probably, but.
What's the coolest thing you got a dog to do?
I mean, it was just advanced dog training, so it was just running through those obstacles.
That's so cool. Oh, my God. And I do a little zip, 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 zap. Yeah. I love that.
But I haven't done it in, like,
But it's not a skill you forget.
Probably, like, 15 years, but I have,
sure
like,
it's
4
like riding
huge
a bike.
Trophies at home.
What?
This is crazy.
Like, I did not see those trophies when I was at your house yesterday. Where are they?
No. My parents' place in Geraldton.
You were at Shelby's house yesterday?
Yeah, she was. That's another story in itself.
What was that about? Why were you there?
You're learning a lot.
Yeah, that was a lot.
You guys hang out with each other outside of work?
Sometimes, but this was a bit different.
It was a bit different.
Cool, bro. Why are you guys having sex with each other?
Was there?
So three-way.
How do you know she wasn't training Gabby and I already knew more?
I'll tell you what, it sounds like she was training something in doggy. And I don't know what it was. But
this got really sidetracked.
Yeah.
I'm just still like absolutely baffled by the dog. Can you train Gabby?
I just can't believe you're having sex with Russell and Carly. Wow.
Enjoy the podcast.
This is the podcast.
I want to do a whole deep dive right now on Shelby's dog training race.
I just want to know why you guys are sleeping with each other. So many questions.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.